Welcome to Online Marketing Tips with Connie Reagan Green. I'm Connie Reagan Green, and I want to welcome you to episode 3 of this new podcast series. This is where I do a live show twice a month, answering all of your questions, giving you training, and making sure that you are able to build a profitable business online. Be sure to download your study guide. And for a link to today's study guide and for all study guides, go to connieloves.me/study guides. And study guides is lowercase and plural. So today I want to talk about keeping it simple. I am just back from the NAMS event in Atlanta. I speak there twice a year. This was my 4th event over the past 2 years. And what struck me the most between the people that are doing this full-time, such as myself, earning an incredible living, and those people that are really just on the verge of trying to get something going, is that the successful people are really keeping everything super, super simple. And I've talked about this for years, but I still see people trying to complicate things. So if you look at the study guide for today, it says, building an online business by keeping it simple. And I say that my success has come as a result of keeping every detail of my business extremely simple. At first, it was due to the fact that I could not understand anything that was too complicated. Now it's because the simple way is the most profitable way. And this is indeed true. And I'm happy to take your questions and comments on this. Let me open the line. All right, the line is open, and first we have a comment from Joanne. She says, how does the connieloves.me/ your offer work? How do you set it up so you don't have to constantly buy URLs for the product you're promoting? So, Joanne, that is called PrettyLink, and there's a free or a paid version of PrettyLink. It's a plug-in, and the paid version is $37. It's at connieloves.me/PrettyLink. And that will save you hundreds and hundreds of dollars every year because you're able to shorten something on a domain that you own and control and use those domains over and over or change them to something else. And it works out extremely well. So I hope I've answered your question sufficiently. Is there anyone who's on the phone who has a question? All right, so I would like to go over my 5-pronged approach, and I say here that my 5-pronged approach keeps it simple. Be sure to download your study guide. I keep them to one page so that you can print them out and save them, or at least save them in a folder on your hard drive. All right, so the first prong is blogging. Your blog is your home on the internet. You really want to post twice a week, every week for the first year. That will serve you well in the long run. I continue to post on both ConnieReaganGreen.com and HugeProfitsTinyList.com on a very, very regular basis. And this podcast is the new podcast. This one's at OnlineMarketingTipsPodcast.com. That one is connected to ConnieReaganGreen.com. My original podcast that I started in January of 2012 and have continued on into 2013 is connected to HugeProfitsTinyList.com. And you can find that one at ConnieReaganGreenPodcast.com. So you'll want to see how I use both of those sites. And remember, anything that you're saying can be turned into podcast material. Repurpose everything. So blogging is very important. And blogging is very simple. Don't get caught up with fancy designs or lots of plugins or anything. Just keep everything super, super simple. And make sure when someone comes to your site, they know who you are. They can see your picture. They can see your name so that you're not doing anything anonymously. If you do things anonymously, people won't spend money with you. So if you're doing this for fun, if this is just a hobby and you want to connect with people kind of in a fun sort of way, then you don't need to use your name or your picture. But that's not what I teach. It's not what I do. I believe that everything should be monetized because that way all the things that we do for fun and charities we're involved in, we can help them even more if we earn money with our business. So blogging is the first prong. The second prong is short reports, ebooks, and Kindle. And over a period of time, your blog post, any articles that you write for the directories, anything that you've written, any teleseminars you've done and had transcribed, you can put them together into short reports that you give away, into ebooks that you sell on your own sites, and then into Kindle books that you make available over on Amazon. And one thing that I'm recommending yet again is ebookwritingprofits.com. It's the very, very inexpensive training from Jim Edwards, and it teaches you how to write your ebook, how to put it on Kindle, how to market everything. It's more than 500 pages. He wrote the original training on this and redid it completely during 2012. So it's an excellent, excellent resource. All right, if you're on the line live, then ask your question at any time. All right, Susan says, does article writing work for all niches? She's in the UK, so I have to say niches. My target market is part tech savvy, but definitely not all of them. Some of them don't even have an email address. Well, technology really doesn't have anything to do with this, Susan. The question is, you know, do they go on the internet to read information, to search for information on the topic that you're an expert in? And if they're searching for information online, and most people are, even, you know, elderly friends and family members that are past 80 that I know, and people in the community, they learned how to go online and search for information. So if your target market is reading online, and sometimes they might even print things out more, then articles can be excellent for that. And if you're hearing that I'm congested, then you are correct. I caught a cold during the NAMS event. I blame Mike Stewart, because Mike Stewart had a terrible cold. And when I saw him, I was just going to kind of wave from across the room. I was there with his wife, Susan, while he was doing his wonderful presentation, something that he and I had done a webinar about just about 3 weeks ago. And no, he came over and gave me a big hug and breathed on me. And within 24 hours, I had Mike Stewart's cold. So that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. All right, and Claire is asking about the ebook training. Claire, if you download your study guide, it says your study guide there on the page, and all of the study guides are at connieloves.me/study-guides, then you'll see it right there. It's ebook writing profits, but I do want people to download the study guide. And Janice says, hope you're feeling better. Thank you so much. Yeah, it is going away pretty quickly. All right, and Jean says, yes, flying with a cold, it's no fun because you're all congested, and it took until noon today for my ears to pop. All right, Ebony says that she attended NAMS 9. Ebony, I remember meeting you. It was wonderful to spend that time with you. And she didn't get her autoresponder set up. What are her first steps and action plan? Well, Ebony, my first question to you is, did you choose someone at NAMS to work with, someone that would be a coach or a mentor to you in the months in between now and the next NAMS or for the next year? Because typically that's what people do. So if you have connected with someone and started with their program or purchased a product for them or something, then I would go there first. That's my first recommendation. If not, if you're going to try to go this alone, and it's not so easy, I tried to go it alone. That didn't work for me. I wasn't able to put pieces together without a good mentor. But if you just want to set up the autoresponder, the first thing you need to do is sign up for it. And I do recommend AWeber if you're just getting started. And my affiliate link for that is connieloves.me/AWeber, A-W-E-B-E-R. You can start for $1, and it's fairly self-explanatory. And I use One Shopping Cart to mail out most of my emails, but I also have an AWeber account that I mail from at least twice a week. And I haven't had formal training on AWeber. I've had some study guides that I've purchased and gone through and used. And I have their training, and I really find it to be very, very simple and straightforward. One thing that will help you when you're writing autoresponder messages or broadcast messages, write them in a text editor, which means something like Notepad that comes for free with Windows, and I can't remember what it's called for the Mac, but it's something like Notepad. And it comes up, and it doesn't allow any kind of, you can't make it bold or italics or anything. It's just plain text. And I write it in there first. Then I copy-paste it into either one shopping cart or into Aweber, and that way it's formatted so nicely. So that's my recommendation for doing that. And then you are ready to go. Definitely ready to go. All right, and let me go back over here so I can see more questions. All right, now Faye is asking how to use a slug. So Faye, I'm assuming that you're in your categories section in your dashboard of Wishlist. And the category slug is the same as the category name, just lowercase. So for my podcast category, it's just podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T-S with no capital letters. So that's the kind of slug that I know about. All right, let's go back to the study guide. And we are now on the third prong, teleseminars and podcast. So this prong used to only be teleseminars and audio, I used to just call it. But I've added podcast now because my two podcasts are just amazing for the business. The first one helped me to build my list, helped people to connect with me and hear who I was and what I was all about. The second podcast is now leading off of that, the first one, and bringing me even more listeners. So you must record your voice somehow, some way. A teleseminar is a great way to reach out to people, so I do this particular podcast as a live teleseminar show, and I invite my list to attend twice a month. And I take questions, I prepare a one-page study guide, and it's recorded through the teleseminar system. And then I have a link that goes over to iTunes, and it turns it into a podcast. So every time I do this recording, it magically will appear as a podcast. And this is another way to build your business while also keeping it very, very simple. I don't even have fancy microphones or recording equipment or anything. I'm using a plastic landline telephone. I used to pay $10 for these phones, but inflation set in at some time and at some point in time, and now I pay $15 or $20 for the phones. When I buy them, I buy two because I know at some point during about a one-year period, I'm going to drop the phone a couple times or something's going to happen and the sound won't be as good. It won't be as nice as when it was new. And when that happens, then I just unplug it from the wall. I get the other one out of the closet. And I know when I go shopping the next time, whenever that happens to be, I'm looking for two more phones to replace in my closet. I then donate the old phone to a place here locally, and there are people that, you know, look it over and see if they can fix it up and pass it on to someone else that can use it. But that's the only thing I'm using. I'm using very, very simplified techniques. All right, the fourth prong is social media and live events. And I group those together because going to a live event is a very sociable occasion. So for me, I'm not the most sociable person in the world. I'm really not. But I love going to the events because I love spending time with my students. And if you come to NAMS 10, it's August 9th, 10th, 11th, my day before event, you'll be included in. That's on August 8th. And it's a wonderful time for us to be together in a small group. And then finally, to be in the different sessions learning. I attend as many sessions as I can. I either teach a session or two. This time I taught one session on affiliate marketing. And it's a wonderful way to connect with other people. Anyone who has gone even one time will tell you that this is the very best way to grow your business. I didn't go to live events the first couple of years. I was on a panel at the end of NAMS. And somebody from the audience said, you know, what would you have done differently? And my answer was I would have borrowed money. I would have done anything I could to start going to live events in the very beginning because my reason for not going was I didn't have the money. And looking back, if I would have somehow found a way to get that money, to borrow money or something, to get the airfare and the hotel, and you can share a room with someone. I always set people up with roommates. That would have grown my business during the first year instead of me really not taking off until my second year. So it cost me a whole lot of money. And with something like NAMS, it's $97 to get there. It'll cost you money to fly. A flight for me is about $300. A lot of times people you know have points on the airlines. They'll give you those points. The rooms are $100 a night, and you'll be there four nights. You can share a room with someone. So that means it'll be a couple hundred, about $220 each, which isn't too bad. It really isn't. So I just didn't realize that at the time. All right, let me go through. If anybody's on the line and has a question, ask it at any time. All right, and I'm looking down, scrolling down. I want to make sure I don't miss anything. All right, and Claire says, I do consulting and support for entrepreneurs on telesummits and teleclasses online. I want to start a profitable lifestyle blog that covers arts and entertainment as well as health and beauty, all with the green, sustainable underpinnings. I want to do a lot of affiliate marketing. Do you think I can use NAMS for this? I'm not sure what you mean by use NAMS for this. I know there are some wellness products in there. Yeah, anything that would cover arts and entertainment, that would be one blog. If you're going to do health and beauty and green, sustainable things, that's different blogs. You know, you can't have one blog that does all things for all people because people will come there and they'll be too confused. So I would start with one. Start with arts and entertainment. And when you say, do you think I can use NAMS in there for products to promote? You know, I don't know. I don't know because I'm not looking for products there. That's not part of what I do. He has things for sale there, David Perdue, but I really can't answer that. All right, and Sandy says, I love your session at NAMS. Thank you so much, Sandy. Do we follow the order of your five-pronged approach? Well, I'm glad you're asking that because the way that it really works is you must do all of these things on a regular basis. So even if you're just getting started, you want to make sure during any 7-day period, you have posted to your blog at least once, you have put some blog posts together into a short report, an ebook, or a book for Kindle, you have done one audio recording, even if it's only 5 or 10 minutes, you've been active with social media, and you've either come back recently from a live event, you're about to go to a live event, you've planned a live event, or you're going to a live event locally. Okay, so in social media, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn are the big three. So you want to get over there and let people know you're there. And affiliate marketing, that's what you want to promote in the beginning, to keep it simple. I thought that I wouldn't do any more affiliate marketing after I started creating my own products and got my business really going. But that wasn't the case at all. Instead, the more products that I created, I have about 35 products and several courses. I have my weekend marketer course that starts again next week. And with everything that I have going, it's more important than ever that I recommend affiliate products that kind of fill in the gaps between what I'm teaching and what people need to know. And there are some excellent people and products and courses out there that I just feel like I must share. If I've learned from that person and really benefited from what they're teaching in their product or in a live course or a home study course, whatever it is, I really want to share that information. So these are the five prongs, and during a 7-day period, you want to touch on all of them for sure. So I hope that answers your question. Attending live events continues to build my business and increase my bottom line. So I would love to see you there in August. And also, you know, I win a lot of affiliate contests. This weekend at NAMS, I decided not to really play. I think I still came in second, but I didn't really play because it's no fun when one person wins every time. And that was what was happening. And I win so many other contests that it doesn't bother me to let one go and see some of the other people winning things. That's fun for me to to watch. So I didn't play full out for this particular contest, and I don't for all of them, especially for NAMMs. I don't participate in all of the contests because it is nice for other people to take a turn winning. But many times I'm going for the contest and have won prizes from wonderful, wonderful people and places. I tend every year to win about a dozen affiliate contests. And you make lots of money that way, and you get lots of prizes, mainly electronics. I've won 14 iPads, and I only have the 14th one. I always give away to family and close friends or sell to people that I know the iPads and other things. I also have an iPad Mini that I love very much, a variety of other electronics. So those contests are important. Plus, in that report, the affiliate contest secrets, I share my exact emails, the emails that have worked. So that's a great report. All right, more questions as we have more time. All right, so Sandy says she's going to be there in August. Wonderful. And also, you know, find out if the person whose affiliate link you're coming through, find out if they're doing something for their group. Many times they do, but most of the time they don't. So with my group, I went a little big this time. I had 17 people. So in August, I'll probably be back to about 12 people that came only through me. Sometimes I sell extra spots in my group, but I won't be doing that in August. So make sure when you register that you're registering through someone that's going to take care of you, because that's part of being a good affiliate. When you're a good affiliate for some place like NAMMs, I'm a good affiliate for them, I take care of my people. So I know who came through my link and who didn't. The people who came through my link, I give them extra training. I do a whole lot more things with them. So when you become an affiliate, do the same thing for your people. All right, Janice says, when an enterprise has a traditional static website, an HTML site, and wants to migrate to a more interactive site, I suggest a WordPress blog on a domain they own. And yes, that's good advice. But the company seems afraid about security. They tend to think that WordPress blogs are easily hackable, especially when the plugins are not updated. Yes, they are 100% right. So what that means, though, is that you must log in regularly, which you want to do with a site anyway, and make sure that the plugins are up to date, to make sure you're using the latest version of WordPress. And you want to log in probably twice a month to do that. So if you're working with a company who does not want to have you or someone else log in twice a month, because it only takes 10 or 15 minutes to go through everything, at the most, it really doesn't even take 10 or 15 minutes. But, you know, perhaps they really aren't ready to move to that. And trying to educate a company is not so easy. It really isn't. You know, they have to come to their own conclusions. You can give your advice. I would also give good examples of companies that are using WordPress successfully, like the Huffington Post and Coca-Cola, and do some research. Find out some companies locally to them, maybe, or in the same niche or niche as they are, that are also using WordPress, so they can take a look at it. And they'll feel that sense of security by knowing that big companies they're familiar with are also using WordPress. Because it's true, you know, through the plugins and everything, WordPress can be very, very vulnerable. But the problem is that if you don't check on your sites, if you just leave them for months on end, then you could have security issues. And Barb says, the group was a wonderful way to get started and meet a core group of people, especially for the first time. I met so many wonderful people and future JV partners. Excellent. Thanks so much, Connie, especially for waiting for me at the airport. Yeah, it was really a lot of fun. One of my kind of longtime students, she's been with me maybe 4 years, Joyce, came about an hour after I did. And so we were in the Atlanta airport. And Barb was coming in a couple of hours after that. And Joyce and I had dinner in the airport, and we talked, and we just kind of let all the noise around us disappear. And it was just like she and I were, you know, in her living room or kitchen or mine, And we spent that time talking, and then when it was time, then Barb called, and we went over and met her, and we had our wonderful Lincoln Town Car ride all the way to the airport. And I did call that same fellow for a ride back to the airport on Monday afternoon. So I'm so glad you spent that time at NAMS and with me and with the group. All right, so the quote for today is, "Set your sights high, the higher the better. Expect the most wonderful things to happen, not in the future, but right now. Realize that nothing is too good. Allow absolutely nothing to hamper you or hold you up in any way." Eileen Caddy said that. And I love this quote because there's so many parts to it. Nothing is too good for us. You know, and I think so many times we're feeling like we don't deserve to have a seven-figure business. We don't deserve to have two homes that we can travel back and forth from. We don't deserve to be able to travel the world anytime we want to. And I think I've been there. Most people I know have been there. And if you can just get past that and say, well, yes, I actually do deserve the very best, because you know that you're a good person, you're going to be giving back to others in a variety of ways, and you can do it. So expect wonderful things to happen. And you'll notice with children, a lot of times, especially very young children, they're expecting very good things to happen to them, wonderful things, and they do. And sometimes the older children and the adults are surprised. But we shouldn't be, because they still believe that wonderful things are going to happen right now, not later. So set your sights high and don't let anything hold you up in any way. And that's really the best advice that I can give you and that anybody can give you. All right, more questions before we go. Tracy says, what themes and plugins do you like to use or recommend for your blog sites? Start with free themes. I always recommend free ones. Actually, on both of my main sites, so ConnieReaganGreen.com and HugeProfitsTinyList.com, both of those are free themes. I did have them customized a little bit, which is not something that I know how to do, but I did have a tech person customize each of them at different times. As far as paid ones, OptimizePress is good. If you're interested in that theme, I have a training that I give out. It's wonderful. It's 2 hours of webinar training that goes along with it. If you purchase through me, just email me if you want to do that. And OptimizePress is very, very popular. Also, there's the Marketers CMS theme, marketerscmstheme.com, created by my mentor, Armin Morin. And I have that on most of my other sites. So if you just go to ConnieLoves.me, if you go to ViralReportMarketing.com, so many sites. I probably have that on, 30 or 40 sites. And I like Marketer CMS theme because I can do it. I don't have to have a tech person do it. And that means a lot to me. And the plugins, they would vary, Tracy, depending upon what I'm using the site for. So like the PrettyLink plugin, at ConnieLoves.me/PrettyLink, that plugin is only going to be on the site where I am going to create shortened affiliate links. Whereas WordPress SEO, that's one that I'm going to have on every site that I want to use for search engine optimization, so not a site like ConnieLoves.me. And Kay says, what was the link again that you gave early? Oh, Pretty Link. Yeah, ConnieLoves.me/PrettyLink. All right. And Ebony, you're on my list because you received the email for this call today. So just hit reply, and that email will come directly to me. Directly to me. All right, so keep everything simple. And I will share with you that there was someone at NAMS this time that I had worked with over the last year, and they would not keep everything simple. So finally, I couldn't work with them. If people want to complicate things to the point where I don't understand what they're doing, then I really can't work with them. And he, you know, came to NAMS, and he really wants to keep it very complicated. And he said that I just don't understand when, you know, what he's trying to do. And I guess I don't, because I said, well, just keep it simple. Just get the first site going and keep it simple. It'll be out there and start making you money. And no, he wanted to keep it, you know, make it more and more complicated. And one reason I know this isn't working is because he's done this for a couple of years. He spent a lot of money in addition to a lot of time, 2 years, a lot of time, and he doesn't have a business yet. He's not making any money on the internet. So when that, and also he's had people helping him that no longer are willing to help him, people such as myself. You know, after a couple of months, I saw that I couldn't help this person. It was too complicated. So, you know, take a look at what you're doing. Have you spent more than a year trying to get the business going? Have you had people kind of back away from working for you, even on a paid basis, because they didn't really understand what you're doing? Are you complicating things further and further? Because it can be a mechanism that our mind does to kind of protect us from failure. Because if you're always trying to put something together, you can't fail because you haven't done it yet. So take an honest look at what you're doing and see if you're trying to make it very, very complicated. And if so, step back. Keep it super, super simple. And you'll be amazed at what you're able to accomplish. You will have success with all of this. All right, if there's a last question, I will take it. And if not, and Kay, email me. All right, I've enjoyed this time with you. Again, this is Connie Reagan Green from ConnieReaganGreen.com. This is episode 3 of my new podcast series, Online Marketing Tips with Connie Reagan Green. Take care, everyone.